Every night, Hugo went for a walk on the 5 o'clock beach. But tonight was the first time in 5 years his wandering feet spelled out an SOS in the sand. He traced the letters carefully, drawing them large enough that they could be seen from space. Not that it mattered. The tide would wash the five clean by dawn. It had been a bit of whimsy on Jack's part, naming it the 5 o'clock beach. Destiny, Jack said, of finding this little patch of Atlantic forest 20-odd years ago. These 90 acres right off the coast of southern Maine formed a near-perfect circle. Jack Masterson, who'd created Clock Island on paper and in imaginations, could now build it in real life. In his living room, Jack kept a clock with the numbers marked by pictures of places on the island. The lighthouse at the 12, the beach at the 5, the guest house at the 7, the wishing well at the 8. Which led to conversations like, "Where are you going? 5 o'clock. When will you be back? By the lighthouse." Places were times. Times were places. Confusing at first, then charming. Hugo found it neither confusing nor charming anymore. One could go mad living in a house like that. Maybe that's what happened to Jack. Or maybe that's what happened to Hugo. SOS. Save our sanity. The sand was so cold on his naked feet it felt wet. What day was it? May 14th? May 15th? He couldn't say for sure, but he knew summer would be here soon. His fifth summer on Clock Island. Maybe, he thought, one summer too many. Or was it five summers too many? Hugo reminded himself he was just 34 years old, which meant, if he was doing his maths correctly, unlikely, as painters weren't known for their math skills, he'd spent almost 15% of his life on an island playing bloody nanny to a grown man. Could he leave? He'd been dreaming of leaving for years, but only the way a teenager dreams of running away from home. It was different now. Now he was making plans, or at least making plans to make plans. Where would he even go? Back to London? His mom was there, but she was finally starting over. New husband, new stepdaughters, new happiness, or something like it. He didn't want to be in the way. All right, Amsterdam? No, he'd never get any work done there. Rome, same story. Manhattan then, Brooklyn. Or 5 miles away in Portland so he could keep an eye on Jack from a close but healthy distance. Could Hugo do it? Could he abandon his old friend here with no one left to help him tell 1 hour from the next, the lighthouse from the guest house? If only the old man would start writing again. Pick up a pen, a pencil, a typewriter, a stick to write in the sand, anything. Hugo would even take dictation if Jack asked him to. And he had offered. "Please, for the love of God, Charles Dickens and Ray Bradbury," he'd said to Jack as recently as yesterday. "Write something, anything. Wasting talent like yours is like burning a pile of money in front of a poorhouse. It's cruel and it stinks." They were the very words Jack had thrown into his face years ago, back when Hugo was the one drinking his talent to death. They were just as sharp and true now as they were then.